We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah!
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud, and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl, the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl, the Guru Johnson with you. As the Warriors finish out the first part of the NBA season, they get beat by the Portland Trailblazers last night, 129-107. And if anybody thought we were just kind of going to go quietly into the All-Star break, well, that didn't happen last night. Warriors, I guess you have to say they lost their poise. They lost their poise in the fourth quarter. Steve Kerr ejected. Draymond Green, another technical foul. Klay Thompson had a technical foul last night. Four technicals in the game. And afterward, Draymond Green talks about how he's officiated differently. We'll take a listen to that in about 10 minutes. But a lot of action last night at the Moda Center, Guru. What were your thoughts on the final game of the first half?
I was laying in bed watching the game, and when I saw Klay Thompson have words and get into it, I jumped up like, "Uh-oh, Portland, you done messed up. You're in trouble." I've seen great teams like the Bulls with Michael Jordan. You start talking crap, Magic or Bird, you piss them off, Steinie, they're gonna run you down. And when all that fisticuff started and Kerr threw the clipboard and the 8-point play, I still believed that the Warriors were going to, you know what, you're in trouble. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. And I kind of, you know, I was left at the altar on waiting for that great Warrior comeback, because you never see Klay getting into it and have words. And he got testy, but they didn't finish the job.
888-957-9570 is the number. Was that a flagrant foul on Draymond Green? Was it a flagrant foul in the fourth quarter when Draymond Green committed a hard foul against Zach Collins? Clearly Draymond was upset from the play before when Lehman took a charge on him. He didn't like that. But you know what? Let's go ahead and listen to Draymond Green. This is Draymond Green in the postgame. We're going to play the whole thing for you, and then we're going to see what you think about it. Draymond Green.
Whatever. Got a lot of ball. I don't know. This is Draymond rule.
Steve seemed to be surprised they even looked at it.
I knew they would look at it because they always look at, like, fouls with me. All right, bro, good to see you. But whatever.
I think they got 8 points on that possession. You haven't seen anything like that.
No, I haven't, but it is what it is. I like the way we closed the game up. That was good how we closed the game up.
What did you think of Steve's reaction?
I love that, too. That was amazing. It's great. He set the tone for us to close the game the way we did. It was good. I got a tech also for standing there. I thought that probably should be a delay of game, not a tech. You can't, like, give somebody a tech because they're standing somewhere. It's a delay of game, but whatever. Might be Draymond Green rule, too.
How much do you see that as a double standard?
That's, you know, I've been officiated a certain way for years. It's nothing new to me. It is what it is. I don't really care.
Have you ever seen Klay get mad at a guy like he got mad at
that? Yeah, I have before, but very, very, like, that may be the second time. But I enjoyed that, too. That was really good. He was talking bad to that dude. That was good to see.
It's kind of a lit up fourth quarter with Collins out there. A lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's all good, though. Guess that's what, you know, that's his job, I guess.
All right, there's Draymond Green saying he gets officiated differently, saying there's a, there are Draymond rules. And Draymond with a flagrant foul last night and a technical foul. The flagrant foul was close. Probably wasn't a flagrant foul. Again, it probably wasn't a flagrant foul.
I didn't think it was.
But again, just because an official misses a call doesn't mean Draymond Green needs to do that. I mean, there are missed calls all over the place. Should that have been a flagrant? Probably not. Probably not. But there was no doubt he was going to foul the guy. I mean, was there any doubt he was going to foul him and he was going to get his money's worth?
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I'm going Dr. Phil again on you. I think Steve Kerr went off because he knew Dre was about to go off. How about that?
Maybe.
The game was still, you could still win the game.
They were only down seven.
I know.
That's why I was like,
come on, let's pull this one out. But I think there's something to the Draymond rules, Donnie.
Like what?
Like he's so demonstrative, and I think he pisses the refs off half the time, yelling and one, that they kind of, you know, if there's a chance to give him the benefit of the doubt with the call, like last night, we saw that he doesn't get it. You make your bed, you lie in it.
I completely disagree.
Mm.
I disagree. I think Draymond Green is officiated the same as every other player in the NBA. Nobody's got an in for him. And I also believe that nobody gets away with as much complaining and as much showing up of the officials as Draymond Green. I don't see anybody in the NBA acting like Draymond Green game after game after game. Do you?
No. And I give you that. But that's where they give him, they have a long leash with them.
So what's he complaining about?
That he feels like they got it in for him. He needs an antagonist, Steinie, and it's the ref. But you are right.
Somebody
should have brought that up last night. Like, dude, you could be at 23 technicals with 4 ejections.
So you agree Draymond has a long leash?
Oh, dude. Okay. Yeah.
So do I.
He doesn't believe it, though.
Well, he not only doesn't believe he has a short, long leash, he believes
they
that he's getting,
for him.
He's getting singled out.
Yeah. And what do you think made Kerr go off? So, well, we heard him talk.
What made Kerr go off? Well,
because Dre has no regret in that soundbite.
When's the last time Dre had regret about anything?
He should. But if your coach and your teammates feel like you did no wrong, he's the heart and soul. You got to take the good. You got to take the bad, Stoney. I just hate that can't happen. 8-point play, then the game's over because you lost your composure.
Yeah. I mean,
coach included. And yeah. I'm not one of those, real quick, Stoney, I didn't play in the NBA. I'm a little shocker. But, dude, take it out on the opponent. Quit running it there. What you going to do when you get to the ref? I love Coach Kerr. You going to hit the two-piece? I mean,
Never gotten mad?
Yeah, well, I got throughout the game. But what are you going to do when you get there, Kerr? Like, if Kerr knew he was going to get that tech, did he feel like at that juncture the team needed a tech?
Who, Kerr?
Yeah, Kerr.
No, I think he lost it.
All right.
I think he saw the play, didn't think it was flagrant foul.
I've never seen an 8-point play. I don't know if you have. You may have.
I mean, I don't
know. Rec Center included,
yeah. I don't remember one off the top of my head. Does Draymond Green get officiated differently? Steiny loves to hate on Draymond. I don't hate on Draymond. I'm just sick of people making excuses. Game after game after game with Draymond Green. I mean, this guy's, look, he's a great player. There's no doubt about it. He's hugely important to the Golden State Warriors. Name me another player who acts like him. He says he's getting officiated differently. I disagree.
Oh, I got one. DeMarcus Cousins. I thought you'd like that one.
I don't think there's any player in the league who's singled out. I'm with Guru on the Draymond double standard. Steinmetz is delusional because of his father's officiating ties. What do you mean? What am I delusional about?
I guess like the refs could never have it out for a player and, you know.
But you didn't say that. You didn't say they have an out.
Right. What they give him leeway in regard to the technicals. I've been there like, oh,
that's
my
what
God,
I'm saying.
Trey, you should send them a Valentine's.
I mean, there's two different things. How does Draymond Green get officiated? And then how much rope do the NBA officials give Draymond Green? Because I think they give him tons of rope. I don't see anybody berating officials like Draymond Green around.
What the whole
the
team? The Warriors got that little synergy now, where they, you know, Iguodala. I kind of like it, but I don't like it when it messes the game up like last night and robs us from a climactic ending. Because I thought they were going to walk Portland down.
888-957-9570 is the number. Draymond Green said it. He's officiated differently. And there are Draymond rules. Also, what the hell did he mean by, I like the way we close the game? We'll talk about that in a second. First, here's Anna with what's going on the game.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Darryl the Guru Johnson with you. Play of the game coming up in about 15 minutes. Tell us the play of the game from last night's Warriors-Portland game. Win $100. $100. Draymond Green says he's being officiated differently than other players. He says there are Draymond rules, I guess, where he gets picked on. I guess Draymond's feeling picked on. What did you make of, I liked how we closed. I really liked how we closed.
They went rogue.
What did he mean?
He wasn't by himself. He Kerr lost it. Clay went in. He liked that. He liked seeing the Warriors got gangster last night, Stoney. G-A-N-G-S-T-A. And Draymond liked it. That's what he meant. That's what Dray meant.
And what did it get him?
A loss, but unity, Stoney. They could afford an L, but I'm not going to – I got to calm down because there's one guy on the Warriors, and I don't want to raise your blood pressure on this beautiful Valentine's Day, but there's one guy on the Warriors who could say the refs disrespect me, and it's not Draymond. But we'll get to that later. It's number 30. S. Curry.
Okay, so what do you mean?
Remember I told you –
Curry doesn't ref – Curry's not refed?
Oh, they just disrespect him. I've never seen
okay.
it.
Okay, so hold on. Let me get
but
this
he don't
straight.
Complain like,
hey, hold on. Right. Let me get this straight, Bay Area. Hold on. Let me get this straight.
All right.
The Warriors have won three out of the last four titles.
Okay.
Two-time champions, back-to-back.
Yes, sir.
They're going for a third.
Repeat.
They're the best team in the West, but two of their starting five players get screwed by the refs. Is that what we're talking about?
Right.
Just answer the question. Steph Curry and Draymond Green are getting officiated differently by the officials.
You know what? Yeah.
And yet the Warriors still win championships.
Yeah. I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to sign my name by that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, see, what you have for that?
Oh, man. I mean, I'll tell you what I'm going to do today. I'm not going to raise my voice. You want to call in and complain about the officials? Go ahead.
Now, Curry doesn't complain like Dre.
41-16, and they can't get a call. Imagine if they got imagine if the refs were fair. Man, if the refs were fair, what do you think? The Warriors would be, what do you think, 46-11? Something like that?
It's bigger than one play or the sequence or when it is. It's just throughout the game, Steiny. That's all. And Dre does have a point. He does get away with a lot in regard to the conversation with the ref, but that wasn't a flagrant foul.
No, it wasn't a flagrant foul. But why does Draymond Green, why is he the guy in the league who cannot react in a productive manner to a bad call?
Because his engine and motor is different.
Then you're going to pay the price.
Well, no, you're right.
If he's,
I got you.
Would you agree that Draymond Green... He behaves differently than just about any. Okay,
well, then he's wrong a lot of times.
We totally agree.
But he needs that. What I'm real quick, Steiny. He needs that. That adds fuel to his game.
I believe
that. He needs an antagonist. Well, you got your opponent. He needs more than that.
Let's go to Chris in Fairfield. What's up, Chris?
Hey guys, how you doing? I think that you're both right on most of the points. Draymond brings it on himself. He is, I love him. He's a great player, but he's so disrespectful. The stuff he says to refs, man, you can't talk to anybody like that. On the other hand, Steph Curry is probably the most gentle person, greatest athlete in the world, and he does get bad calls. He gets hammered. I mean, he gets hammered.
Thank you.
And he doesn't complain that much. And usually when he complains, it's usually because he did get hammered. On the Steve Kerr thing, I think these guys are exhausted. And I think Steve Kerr knew that game was slipping away, and he was trying to fire up his game. You see it in the MLB all the time. The
right.
coach goes out and just starts throwing bases and everything, and all of a sudden the guys come back to win. And I think he was just trying to just do anything he could to get the guys fired up again. That's just my opinion on that. But Draymond gets what he deserves, and he's toned it in. And I think Boogie, I hated Boogie when he's with Sacramento. I hate that whiny face. I can't stand that Danny Ainge look. You know, it's the worst. But, now he's a Warrior. I love him. So that's the way it is.
Gotcha.
But,
appreciate the call. Thanks, Chris.
It's not just – people looking through Warrior rose-colored glasses, Steiny. Especially the Steph, man. I get you. He's phenomenal. But he is not Draymond. He does not complain to the refs. But you see him, throwing his hands up. He looks like the guy next door. But, damn it, I've never seen a two-time MVP. And then I watched James Harden get away with all the stuff. And if you say,
away with all what stuff?
Manipulations of the game and
knows
the rest.
How to draw a foul. It's part of the game.
See, but you're okay with it.
James Harden drives to the basket four times more than Steph Curry. We've talked about this a million times, okay? A million times. If you guys want to, I get it. You think Curry's getting screwed. I get it. So if you want to call in and you want to complain about Curry getting screwed by the officials, okay.
I got you, and I love it. Let me just ask you this. Why do you personally have to go to the resume of the said player about how many times one goes to the rack? Shouldn't it be, I don't care who's going to
When's
the rack.
He getting fouled?
If you get knocked down.
When?
When's
when
he's
getting
in
knocked
the act
down?
Of shooting, and
okay.
he's still finishing
okay.
half the time.
Let me ask you a question.
It should be
and
one.
If a player drives to the basket
right.
15 times a game and another player drives five times a game, who do you think is going to go to the line more?
See,
that's
wow.
all it comes down to, Guru.
Yeah, you're right. Is that right?
Yes, it is right. I mean, if you're
so
calling
you're
the fouls, you're
differently
called,
there.
No, you're not. How do you figure?
Because one guy goes to the bucket more, so I'm going to give him more of the whistle than a guy. It should be, if you're going to the bucket, it's all the same.
If Curry drives five times and gets fouled twice, Harden drives 15 times and gets fouled six times. That's the math I'm talking about. Let's go to John in Concord. What's up, John?
Hey, you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
In aviation terms, as far as Draymond goes, we call it making your own weather as far as creating
wow.
an environment. But this would be an interesting thing to get one of the older referees and ask them about Dennis Rodman and Phil Laimbeer and Bill Cartwright. What about those guys? You know, those guys were throwing elbows and, creating havoc underneath the basket every night.
Yeah. It's a different game now. There's no doubt it's officiated differently than it was 20 years ago. Thanks,
that's
Joe.
The most,
go ahead. Oh, no.
You know, if they lose one night, that's, oh, well. It's, that's a dud, you might say, but Cousins wasn't playing. They are tired, but they are the Warriors too. They got a bullseye on the back.
No, hey, thanks, John. Appreciate the call. They're in good shape. If I had to give them a grade right now for the first half of the season,
I'm waiting to hear. I got my P in.
I give them a B.
That was my grade. Got the number one. How about the bench?
I don't.
Okay, I got.
A B's a B for the whole team. For the whole team. Let's go to Shelly in Palo Alto. Hey, Shelly.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, Steiny, you are pissing me off. For once, I agree with Guru. I usually don't agree with him, but today I do. The Warriors get no respect. Steph Curry, oh my, he's the reigning champ, MVP.
So what? What is that? No, you know what? I'm sick of that, too.
He should get the benefit of the doubt.
No, he shouldn't. He should be ref like every other player. Come on.
What you're saying is, go ahead.
Game last night.
I yelled.
Steph fouled on the three-point, no call.
Wow.
Two-play hitter, same exact play, gets the call. How does that happen?
Same play. Yeah, Steph's getting screwed. Poor Steph. Poor Steph.
It is. I know.
I mean, Shelly, come on.
Let's talk Draymond Green. Come on, you guys. Are you really telling me that it's all Draymond and not the ref?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you it's 90% Draymond. Why does Draymond get to act like this?
You know what? You're right. Frequently, I find myself, I'm at the game saying, Draymond, stop it. Shut up. Walk away. Okay, I have to give you that. But because he does that stuff, he has a target on his back, and they treat him differently. Sorry.
Thanks, Shelly. Disagree. Yeah. Oh, now you think they treat Draymond differently?
No, they treat Draymond great, VIP, at the most important time when he can get ran and get a technical. They listen to his roar. My point is, last night, that was not a flagrant foul.
Okay,
and
it wasn't.
Okay?
Yeah.
But my question is, you can say, oh, Guru's one call. Why was it called? It was a reputation foul. And what we're getting into is why some people are turned off by the NBA. I'm going back, is they blow the whistle on reputations. And that's why Curry's always on the ground.
Why is Curry always on the ground?
Because they're just like, oh, he's small in stature. And Martin Luther King, we shall overcome. Steph Curry has overcome the refs. And to his credit, he doesn't cry like Draymond. Okay.
You guys are the biggest bunch of babies I've ever heard in
it's
my life.
It's men and women calling.
Yeah. Guys can be guys and girls.
Child, please.
The Golden State Warriors get screwed by the officials. Okay. All right, everybody. That's where we're going today. That's very becoming. Very becoming. Very becoming.
Do you think
41-16 and they can't get a break? Okay. Go ahead, man.
Do you think Curry threw that clipboard for just that game?
Or
was that a season-long frustration?
Who gives a damn? Who cares?
They do.
Well,
the fans do.
The
officiate the game.
You know what? Oh. The Warriors are a bunch of babies. How about that? Ever since DeMarcus Cousins came back, they're a bunch of babies. All right? 18 technical fouls in 12 games. All right? I'm sick of this. It's a joke.
Is it 18 and 12?
Yes.
They playing with fire.
Okay, good. That's great. Then you got to pay the price. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit up here and say, you guys are right out there. The Warriors get screwed by the officials. Get the hell out of here. Get out of here with that. Get out. Get out.
Steve Kerr almost broke a clipboard.
There we go.
And then hold on.
Put up a poll to Warrior fans. Are Warriors,
Warriors getting
screwed by the refs?
Real quick.
Yes.
Steve Kerr, on with Damon Bruce this season, said he will not ask, nor has he had a conversation with Draymond to change one
it's
iota.
Because he's afraid of him.
Stop. Stoney is a head coach.
So what?
They're getting hardware. They're winning back to back. He knows that every good team needs that dog. My point is, it's not Steve Kerr afraid or management afraid of Draymond. It comes with the territory, and that's what makes him rare and special. And I'm telling you, if Dre's listening, dude, you might say it's Draymond rules, but also in that same book, they're giving you leeway to listen to you because you could have 8 or 9 more technicals when you yell at the refs and they just sit there and let you get it off your chest.
Call number 3, play the game. Call number 3, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Kyra in the meantime. What's up, Kyra?
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you all doing today? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I want to say off the top, there are some calls that we don't get that others get, a.k.a. James Harden. Because every time
what about the other 29 teams? I'm sick of What does James Harden have to do with it? I don't get it. Talking about the Warriors.
I'm saying, hear me out, sir. Hear me out. Okay? As far as the call last night, the call last night was bogus. Okay? It was a hard foul, and it should have just been a regular foul. He should have took his free throws and went on about his business. Okay? That was a Draymond call. Can I get that?
No, you can't. Al in Novato. Because I'm not playing into that crap. I'm not even going to go there.
But you just said you didn't think it was a flagrant.
Okay, so he made a wrong call. I mean, how many times? So now it's wrong.
It's not
I said it was wrong. No. I said it was probably not a flagrant. So did that give Draymond Green to do what he always does again, which is can't control his emotions?
What if he thought it was about a reputation and that's why it was a flagrant?
So he's right then?
They think so. That's why I'm trying to tell you their thought process.
What are you talking about?
If it's a 50-50 play with another player, it's a regular foul.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying to you.
And I'm saying you're wrong. I'm saying you're totally wrong on that. And I get it, Warrior fans. You don't like it because Draymond's your boy. I get it. I totally get it. But do you realize how lame you Warrior fans sound when you say your team doesn't get a call?
Calls.
Do you realize how lame you sound, Warrior fans? We don't get any calls. Draymond's getting screwed. Curry gets knocked around. Give me a break. Do you guys even watch other games? Seriously.
All the time. And that's why Mr. The Last Caller cited James Harden. You can't blow on him.
Fanboy.
Who gets as many calls as James Harden?
Westbrook. He gets a whistle, too, a lot of times.
Well, you know why? Because nobody drives to the basket stronger than those two. Use your head. Use your head, people. Steph Curry takes 12 threes a game. Westbrook and Harden drive to the basket more. Jeez, it's not hard to figure out. Olivia in Santa Clara, what's up?
Guys.
Hey.
Hi. Hello?
Hey. What you got?
Hi. Sorry. Curry for a three, making it 93-88.
Oh, this is play of the game.
Play of the game.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were just
Happy
a regular
caller.
Yeah. Oh, let's go. Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm like, oh my gosh, why is it so quiet?
I got you. Let's go.
Now, here's the play of the game.
Curry dribbles in, throws out to Repko. Chest pass to Draymond. Repko screens for Curry. Curry fires away again, and it's good! Curry is on fire here in Oregon, and it's 93-88 Warriors.
Count it!
Nice job, Olivia. Nice job.
Thank you.
Congratulations. $100. Olivia. All right. Okay, maybe we should do this. Let's do this. How can we, like the Warriors get screwed by the refs. So how can we address that? What should we do? Should we take out an ad?
No, in the NFL, they put video together and then they send it to the league office.
All right. Should we do that? We have a video guy here, Carl Boucher. So the Warriors are officiated more poorly than the other teams in the league. That's what everybody's coming to the conclusion about.
No, they're so good that the refs they suck the whistle. They don't blow the whistle too short. And I'm telling you, I believe the Warriors have so many high IQ basketball IQ players that they know the difference from a foul and a non-foul. And when you watch Barnett, you could ask Tim Roy.
Oh, yeah,
we're not being homers, Donnie.
Yes,
I'm not a homer.
Yeah, you are. Yes,
but for you to tell me one guy doesn't get the whistle because he doesn't do something as much as the other guy, to me, is lame. You got to call a spade a spade.
And I'm calling a homer a homer.
Fanboy.
Rafael in Santa Rosa.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, man.
Hey, you know, I wanted to talk. I do believe the Warriors and Draymond Green do get, you know, ref differently. Because, you know, just, I mean, we can take it to last night. I was at the game on Sunday against the, you know.
Against who?
Against the Heat. Yeah,
how was that game officiated?
I'm going to be honest with you. You know, the Warriors find ways to, persevere, you know, but Hassan Whiteside.
The Warriors shot 26 foul shots. The Heat took 8 on Sunday.
That's fine. No, I understand that. I understand your point. And you do have great points, but I'm a big-time Warriors fan. But how many times did Hassan Whiteside did not catch an alley-oop and taunt DeMarcus Cousins? Now, I mean, I'm just, you know, and it goes both ways. Don't get me wrong, but I do believe the Warriors get, you know, refed differently because they are just, they're so good. They don't get the calls they should be getting, but that's fine. Warriors find a way to persevere.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to use the double dribble. You had it set up.
What?
The double dribble KD got away with.
Oh, that too.
Hey, real quick.
Seriously.
Because I got something for you.
Of course you do. Do Warrior fans, do they have the capability? I shouldn't say all of them. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the whiners. Do they have the capability to leave or to watch Sunday's game against the Heat and say, we got a friendly whistle tonight? Are you even capable of saying that if you're a Warrior fan? It doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like it.
I'm going to ask you to do this second half of the season. You can even do it All-Star Sunday. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are light skinned, so you can see the scratches that are on them, some permanent scars when they're at the free throw line,
okay.
And the whistle's not blown.
Right.
Those scratches come from
right.
Getting
every
balled.
Player has
okay.
See, every player has scratches.
Okay, okay. I got you. Steiny, look at it. Steph's sitting there like a tiger scratched him, and I'm like, where's the call? But they're not Draymond, and it's to their credit. But Steve Kerr, that wasn't just a Rob Lowe. It wasn't about last night. That was about season-long watching his two-time MVP get knocked on his ass and not get a whistle. And then guys all over the place, Beard, Westbrook, Paul George, Dame Lillard, you can't breathe on him. Steiny, I'm not a homer. I see it. I watch
You're
it.
You're a homer if you say Steph Curry is ref differently than other players. I mean, come on. That's absurd. It's just absurd.
Would you say he's above average now going to the basket, Steph?
No. No,
wow.
I wouldn't. Because he shoots more threes than twos. He just does.
But he's finishing better than he's ever done.
But he doesn't go to the basket a lot.
So that means... So
he's not going to get as many calls.
Why? Why, though?
What? Do I have to seriously, no. Dude, I don't get what you don't understand.
I'm just asking you, in your perfect basketball world, if I'm an official, do I have to have a notebook on the court to look through it and see how many times Matt Steinmetz has goes to the rack before I determine if it's a foul? Because that's how you're sounding.
You
my point is, a foul is a foul if it's my grandma going to the rack. It shouldn't matter what your status or how many times, what type of player you are. That's what I'm saying.
Steph Curry. When he drives to the basket for the 8 trillionth time, does not seek out contact. He looks to score and evade contact. Westbrook and Harden look to get fouled. Secondly, this is the part I don't get. If Harden drives 15 times, he gets called for 6 fouls against him. If Curry drives 5 times, guess what? He's only going to get called twice. Both times, 40% of the fouls were called. What's the problem?
Now, I've never heard you say he doesn't seek the contact.
He never.
So that helps me now. Just
because he's not strong enough. He's not strong enough like Harden and like Westbrook to absorb that contact and get a 3-point play. So he tries to go up and under and teardrop. Yeah, we haven't talked.
No, I like this.
Yeah, it's dead air.
No.
I don't mind a little silence.
Yeah, go back to your corner. Yeah.
Oh, it's radio cancer?
I don't listen to that. Yeah, Steiny, I disagree. What is it? I agree to disagree.
I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Well, I shouldn't take a call now because we got to get out in a half hour. Wouldn't you know it, today's a 4-hour freaking show, too.
Happy Valentine.
Get out of here.
Come on. Where's my present?
You get nothing.
All right.
You get nothing. Maybe the Warriors, you know what? Maybe the Warriors get some more calls.
It's not you.
Poor Warriors get no love. Poor Warriors get no love. I'm down. I'm up for talking about anything, but I'm not talking about.
You don't like it?
No, listen. You can line them up. Line them up.
They're out.
888-957-9570. Tell me how the Warriors get screwed by the officials.
Fanboy.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Stein, Metz, and Guru with you on a, Thursday? Thursday morning.
Happy Valentine.
Yeah. Yeah. Warriors. Warriors got screwed by the refs last night in a 129-107 loss up in Portland. They had that game under control till Kenny Maurer took it away from
them. The Zebras.
Let's go to John in Fremont. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Long time listener, first time caller. Yeah, anytime Kenny Maurer's through on the floor against the Warriors, it always seems like they're always going to lose, and most of the calls are out the wrong way. So just seeing what you guys think about that.
Okay, so we got Kenny Maurer.
His crew.
He's the worst. Scott Foster. Everybody hates Scott Foster, right? Who else does Warriors? Oh, Ed Malloy. Oh, God, Ed Malloy is another guy that Warrior fans hate and that come after Curry and don't give him any calls. Steve in Napa. What's up, Steve?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Overall, I think the Warriors in totality don't get reffed any different. But let me address Draymond first. I think the problem with Draymond is that he's such a good defensive player. All the calls are bang bang because he's right there. And same thing with Clay. So when they don't get a call, I think they feel like, hey, I'm the only guy out here playing defense. You know, the rest of the NBA doesn't play defense. Now, regarding Curry, Steinmetz, I don't know what you're seeing. Let's throw out him going to the rack for a second. When he's without the ball, running through screens, he's getting absolutely mugged. He's getting held. He's getting bumped constantly. And if you go to the rack, whether you're seeking out contact or not, if a guy knocks you to the floor. I don't know why, Steiny, you're not seeing that.
I'm not seeing it. I'm just not seeing it. He's smart. Listen, okay, and I asked you this before. Let's say James Harden is driving to the basket and there's a defender who's applying pressure to him.
All right.
And James Harden goes up and the opposing player goes up with him. I don't know. He's 50%.
All right.
And Harden can get through that just because he's stronger.
Okay, that's so power. Just because you play with finesse shouldn't alter how you get officiated.
Why would anybody lift weights then in the NBA?
Steph Curry's not a weak guy.
Well, he's weaker than Harden and Westbrook. What do you mean, wow? I mean, are you disagreeing with that?
A foul is a foul.
Right. And do you think Curry goes to the basket as aggressively as those two players?
Yes. And he's finishing more now than he's ever done in his career.
When's the last time Curry drove the lane and dunked?
See, now, that's you got going me to, there. Okay. Well, he's not Kobe. That's not his game.
Well, that's the point. Those guys go to the rim and attack the rim. Curry doesn't attack the rim. Andrew in Fairfield. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So, look, Sonny, I expected more from you. So, first of all,
I think a lot of Warrior fans did.
He draws a lot of his own stuff. He causes it for himself. I don't think that they get any different than anybody else. I will say this, though. You are wrong about the whole going to the rack thing. So Steph goes, and Steph's intention is to just score. He's not trying to, like, fight through anything. He just wants to score. He's also extremely agile and very, very quick. So, but the other thing is that Harden is just taking a page out of LeBron's book. If you ever watched LeBron James play, which I'm sure you have, you know that when they're down, LeBron will go to the rim. He's not trying to get the ball in. He's not trying to score. He's trying to draw the foul. He's literally driving at the defender, so that he can draw a foul every single time. And Harden has just now realized that. And so now he's not trying to score. He's just trying to go at the guy and physically get involved so that he can get the foul. That is how he is scoring his points. Not trying to get to the rim. He's trying to get the foul. That's the entire intention. Otherwise, he wouldn't go there. Because he doesn't matter if he's quicker, I mean, stronger. It's a matter of he knows that, hey, I'm going to get a bunch of free buckets if I just drive at the guy. I'm either going to get a charging foul or get
You're breaking up. 408 says a foul is a foul. Why does it matter if Curry attacks the rim or not?
That's what I just said to
Because
you.
If you attack the rim, you're going to draw more defenders trying to stop you going to the rim. Curry goes to the basket, and he tries to go under or teardrop. He doesn't want to get contact. Come on now. It's really, I think the joke is trying to even compare Curry to Westbrook and Harden. That's the joke. They're not even, Westbrook's comparable to Harden. Neither of them comparable to Curry.
Well, what if we put the rat on the table? And this just came to me. We can go back to the NBA Finals. Forget the calls. If you think there's nothing with the league office and the Golden State Warriors, the Draymond suspension, which they took time to review it, look at it, had that been any other team or player, there's no way that would have transpired.
Okay. And you know so that.
I feel it.
Okay.
And now that we're talking about this, just like True Detective, the light went off, and I'm like, wow, they didn't get the benefit of the doubt then, and it cost them a chip. And
why Draymond get suspended?
Because LeBron walked over and teabagged him?
No, that's not why he got suspended. He got suspended because he got 7 points in the postseason. Because he kicked Adams. Mm. Because he tackled, I don't know, Beasley or Tucker. He was a menace for the entire postseason. So guess what? Then there was a 50-50 one. Guess what? He didn't get that one.
Now,
a lot of 50-50 ones he gets.
So you admit that was 50-50.
Right, but he gets a lot of 50-50. He didn't get that one. Put himself in a bad spot. Dwayne in Oakland. What's up, Dwayne?
Guys, how's it going?
Going well.
I just wanted to say if the refs have a personal vendetta against Draymond, I don't think they should bring that personal vendetta into business. This is a business, and I don't think it's okay that they would do something like that.
Do you believe that there are officials with a person? Do you think there are officials with a personal vendetta against Draymond Green?
Yeah, and that's mixing that business with personal.
How many officials do you think?
Game, right?
How many refs are there, do you think, in the league that have a personal vendetta? Do you think it's one, or do you think it's double figures?
I think it's a lot. I think it's all, maybe all the refs.
Every ref.
Because of what Draymond does, but that shouldn't give them the right to do that. That's like mixing the personal vendetta with business. At the end of the day, it's business. It shouldn't be personal.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call. I mean, what am I supposed to do there? What am I supposed to do with a caller who says every ref has a vendetta against Draymond Green?
And I'm on record as saying they give Dre slack. They give him leeway from a voice aspect when he's barking at them and they don't tee him up as much. But last night, Stoney, I'm like a flagrant, come on. And Steve Kerr didn't agree
with
it either.
You know what's funny? Everybody's a man. Who called the flagrant?
I don't know.
Exactly. So who right. We don't even know who called the flagrant. We don't
know
if it was
the official, right?
Well, no, we don't know if it was Maurer. Maybe Maurer's like, you know what? Maybe that shouldn't be a flagrant. And the guys back in the replay are saying, no, that's a flagrant. We don't even know who called the flagrant. Let's go to Brandon in Pleasanton. What's up, Brandon?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
you guys are doing well. Let's go with Collins, I believe, threw an elbow at Clay when he was walking back. No foul was called. And then I'd like to go with if you put a highlight tape together of Curry and Durant and all of them, and you put all their fouls that get them to the free throw line against all the stars that get them to the, you know, fouls to get them to the free throw line, I think more times than not with the other stars, you'd be questionable calls. You'd say, oh, that was a ghost call. He might have not gotten touched, but Curry and them, every call you see that gets in the foul line, they earned it. They got there because they were supposed to be. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, hey. Yeah. Curry and Durant earn their fouls, and the other guys don't. I mean, that's right. That's what he said.
Have more. They manipulate the refs, and you manipulate the refs because the refs let you manipulate them. Okay. And Curry shoot 90% from the free throw line. What would his average be if he got those calls that we talked? At least half of them. I could add another 5 points on to the average nightly.
Go ahead. Go at him.
Like, if Steph was here, he would, and to his credit, he's not whining about it, but he would tell us, sipping a pop, you know what? I don't get that. I don't know why they don't. I'm this good, and I don't get that Frank Sinatra treatment. I just don't get it, but the beard does.
Why should he get a friend? Like, so you're saying because he's an MVP, he should get taken care of? I mean, is that basically what you're saying?
You're a wordsmith. Not that he's not earning it, just when I go to the rack, call the foul. You see me getting up off the damn ground? Allen Iverson got the whistle.
No, he didn't get the whistle.
You don't think he got the whistle?
He went to the ground a lot.
But he went to the line a lot, too. Steph Curry, I guess maybe Steiny, they look at him as a three-point shooter, and at the end of the day, damn it, that's what the genesis is. That's what he is. But what I'm mad about is he's went to the lab a few times and added to his repertoire going to the rack, not just going to the rack, finishing, and he get knocked to the ground, and there's no call. And to his credit, the boy next door just gets up, throws his hands up, and it's no big deal.
You guys want Steph Curry to go to the line like the big boy drivers.
See,
okay. He shoots 60% of his shots are from 24 feet or beyond.
How about Harden?
60%. Okay. 60% of his shots are threes. Get him to the line. Got to get him to the line. We got Slater. Joining us right now, Anthony Slater of The Athletic. Anthony, what's going on, man? Where at you these days?
I am still in Portland. Not going to Charlotte till tonight.
Ah, nice. Hey, Draymond Green last night said he gets officiated differently. What do you think he means by that?
Oh, I just think like if he believes that Kevon Looney comes over and gives a hard foul last night to Zach Collins, a very similar foul, he doesn't think the referees are going to walk over and even review it. And he's probably right. And you know what? Like, I don't know. I'm not sure the referees are wrong in their assessment to view Draymond or referee him a little bit differently because the history is there. He doesn't treat them very nicely over the years. And they kind of have like a little mini rivalry. And it's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good question. I don't know what the answer is, but let's say, whatever, the Warriors' next game against the Kings. I mean, in theory, if you could do this, would the three officials go into that game not knowing anything about any player, or would you go into that game kind of knowing, kind of what everybody's resume looks like in terms of their behavior in the league?
I mean, I think it's better if guys have knowledge just because you want to know tendencies of players. I mean, you want these refs to be like sharp and on their game as far as they just like know the tendencies of these guys, because they have to be looking for very minute, small details within the game. Like, it's such a hard job. Imagine just running up the floor with these guys, 94 feet for 2.5 hours. I mean, these incredible athletes and looking for the smallest details as these like unbelievable athletes collide against each other in like crazy amount of time. So the reputational thing is what it is. I mean, I probably agree that at times these refs have personal vendettas against certain teams, certain players, just because over the years, Draymond maybe said some stuff he shouldn't to a couple of them in the heat of battle. And he called them names that they didn't like or whatever. So 2 months later, they ref him again and have a little vendetta. But, it's such a tough job. I kind of don't like criticizing the refs too much.
Anthony, the Warriors' first season is in the books behind us. Not to put you on the spot, but if I were to ask you, and it's a hard question to me, who the Warrior MVP is through the first half, how would you answer that?
Man, I'd probably say KD, honestly. He played all 57 games, which I think gets lost in this. And, his efficiency is still unbelievable. What was he last night? I mean, I know he had over 30 on – I don't know, his 2-point percentage. He's shooting like his long mid-rangers this year. He's like almost at 60% on them, which is unbelievable. I mean, his 3-point percentage is a little bit dipped down, but I just think the availability has been really good from him. And then you can obviously also throw Steph Curry in that mix. I mean, I know he missed, what was it, about 11, 12 games, but I mean, unbelievable efficiency. Obviously, the leadership skills that he provides are unmatched. Sturdy enough defender at the point guard position, and then he just blasts open the floor spacing-wise for everybody. So either of the two former league MVPs can be the team MVP.
Anthony, DeMarcus Cousins got, 11 games under his belt?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.